Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The left fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting third. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ron Guidry. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walkenfuss. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox spins and fires to second, with Trammell covering, and Mercer is picked off. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guidry fires to first and has Trammell trapped. There's the throw to Dent, who tags Trammell for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Parrish. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walkenfuss. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Guidry, and towards Dent, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman strikes out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Dyer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brown out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randolph. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Randolph steals second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stegman moves to second. Kirk Gibson pinch runs for Duffy Dyer. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Guidry juggles the ball. That's an error on Guidry. Stegman moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Guidry covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lance Parrish now catching. Dave Stegman now playing right field. Kirk Gibson now playing center field. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Brown steals second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph misplays the ball. That's an error on Randolph. Wackenfuss moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mercer bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randolph moves to third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stegman hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Peters pinch runs for Richie Hebner. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guidry fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 1, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.